Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Happy New Year, as today is Monday, January 3rd, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open with S&P futures up 0.4% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The dollar is firmer versus the euro and sterling, but a little weaker versus the yen. WTI is stronger, gold is lower, Bitcoin futures are also lower. Despite moving to a new year, the coronavirus remains in focus and continues to weigh on market sentiment, as the Omicron spread has led to thousands of flight cancellations over the holidays, while also disrupting schools and businesses. Dr. Fauci did tell ABC's This Week that health officials may look to update guidelines in regards to testing recommendations and isolation timelines. Other than continued COVID news, not much going on market-wise, with a number of markets closed and thinned holiday trading volumes spilling over. On the macro data front, PMIs are in focus. In Asia, market PMIs point to a sustained recovery, with results from Malaysia, the Philippines, Taiwan, and South Korea beating expectations. South Korean PMIs were stronger, but slowing export orders hint at a loss of momentum. Also in Asia, Singapore Q4 GDP grew 5.9%, beating expectations of 5.4% growth. And back to the PMIs, in Europe, Eurozone manufacturing PMI came in line, though German and Swedish results came in below consensus. On the U.S. macro calendar this morning, December manufacturing PMI, followed by November construction spending. In corporate news, China Evergrande remains in the news and weighed on the property sector in China, as shares were halted on Monday. Press reports the company was ordered to tear down a development in Hainan. Also in China, China's Ministry of Finance said it will cut subsidies on new energy vehicles by 30% in 2022, and withdraw them altogether at the end of the year. In further EV news, Tesla reported Q4 deliveries above street account consensus. In other news, the Wall Street Journal reports AT&T and Verizon have brushed off an FAA request to voluntarily delay the launch of 5G service in a move that could disrupt flight restrictions. The article notes the services providers have offered a counterproposal. Asian equities finished mixed on Monday. Of the open markets, Korea, Taiwan, India, Singapore, and Indonesia all rose modestly, while Hong Kong and the Philippines fell. Japan, mainland China, Australia, and New Zealand were all closed for the New Year's holiday. The open European equity markets are slightly higher on Monday, as UK and Irish markets remain closed for the substitute New Year's holiday. With the focus on today's manufacturing PMI figures, in regards to the Eurozone reading, Reuters noted activity remained steady in the final month of 2021, as factories took advantage of an easing in supply chain bottlenecks and stocked up on raw materials at a record pace. IHS market highlighted modest alleviation in supply pressures, facilitating the survey record increase in inventories, though it did note broad sector growth continues to underwhelm and inflationary pressures receded only slightly. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, January 3rd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.